News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Summer is drawing to a close and the kids are getting ready to go back to school, and many of you might be looking to take advantage of the last hurrah to take a holiday to boost your mood. Sinead Kennedy is the author of Life is Cycle and a travel writer, and she was speaking to me earlier currently on the last of a last minute holiday.
I'm actually right here in Italy at the moment and I'm flying home today. So I've just spent a week cycling around Slovenia, last minute, just decided on a whim, and here I am.
Now, that would put the fear of God into me, that I'd have to do something at short notice with so little planning. How do you manage the stress of not being stressed?
Well, you know what? Last minute holidays aren't for everybody. And there's a really fair comment that it would cause you more stress, you know, particularly if you've got a family or you're organizing a group trip. You know, obviously you're going to need to plan in advance, and that's a very different type of holiday. But for somebody like me who's solo, or perhaps you're self-employed, or you know, you're not tied down as such, last minute holidays is a really great way to end up on a spontaneous, God knows where you're going to end up, kind of a trip like I've just done.
The theory is that the closer you get to your travel date, the more expensive the flights become. Is that still true?
Well, you know, at the moment, I think it's a real case of who knows what's going to happen, because I think everyone is so fed up at home with the weather being so bad this summer. You know, apart from this week, people have just decided, oh, to heck with this, I'm out of here. So the prices are being driven up. But your big hotspots like your Malagas, your Faroes, they are never going to be cheap. You know, you're never going to get a deal. However, I did just have a rummage around there online, and on Ryanair, there is a flight search. And, you know, in early September, there is a return flight to Marseille, for instance, for €50. So, again, if you're flexible on where you go, if you're a little bit spontaneous, if you don't mind where you go, there is good deals to be had. Now, the other thing is that most of the deals are on sort of your, you know, less obvious days. So, for instance, Tuesday mornings is a good time to fly for cheap flights. Obviously, flying at weekends, the price is going up and up and up. Yeah. Obviously, again, if you want to sit beside your friend, or if you need to bring a load of luggage, prices are going up. So I would say, look, travel light and don't be fussy about where you sit, and you will get cheaper flights.
And what about the once in a lifetime opportunities? I mean, they're the kind of things like the cruise, for example, that people probably plan to within an inch of enjoyment about 6 months beforehand. Can you get on a cruise cheaply and at short notice?
There is, you know, there's loads of websites out there, and, you know, that they really do have amazing deals on. So, for instance, again, just looking around, there's one website called Vacations to Go, and they have amazing cruise deals. But, you know, a really great way to get deals is to subscribe to many of the travel agencies or the travel search bureaus, you know, and they will send you out their deals. But, you know, don't be shy. You know, you might need to spend an hour or two online having a little dig around, and you will find something. But just be careful, because I was having a look there earlier for you, just as research, that some of the last minute deals, they look great until you click into them. Again, the flights are very unsociable hours. There's no luggage included. And then you have to start putting on add-ons, and then it drives up what seems to have been a good deal to be not such a good deal in the end. So, you know, there's swings and roundabouts. If you can be spontaneous, if you're very flexible and you're really not fussy about where you end up and you fancy a little adventure, you know, because it is quite exciting to just, you know, book it and go, and you know, you have no time to think about it and no time to get stressed about it. It really can be very, very exciting and a little adventure.
Okay, Sinead Kennedy, author of Life is Cycle, thanks very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.